T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm so happy to have the former governor, Doug Wilder, joining us this morning. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. How are you doing, Karen?
I am great. Thank you so much. So, as you know, the homicide rate in Richmond has risen. It's up 20% and from last year, and last year was the worst in 15 years. The city is a city that you love, seems to be just rampant with crime. What is going on in the city of Richmond and just around the state with this crime?
Simple answer is lack of leadership. One of the things that you just touched upon in terms of crime, but look at education. Richmond ranks at the bottom of the schools relative to the education system, Richmond, Petersburg, and Charles City. Why? Is it for lack of money? No. Richmond is ranked 165th out of 200 worst cities to live in in the nation. In the nation. Can you believe that? Why violence interrupters are now going to be hired at $65,000? To deal with crime? So what does that mean? I'm going to pay $65,000 for a snitch to go and to tell somebody who's going to commit a crime, don't do it. The chief of police has been changed in Richmond 3 times in 1 week.
Mm.
And so who did that? The mayor. So you're talking about a lack of leadership. Whatever happened to community policing? When you consider what the mayor has done and what he has said, when's the last time he's been on your show at WRVA to answer any questions, or when has he been on anyone's show? So what we are talking about is a lack of leadership. Does that resolve the issue totally? No, but it shows a commitment to do things that are necessary for the people to want to live a life of enjoyment and safety.
You are the first Black governor of Virginia, and many, after the murder of George Floyd, you saw what happened in our city, the disruption, the monuments were taken down, all of those things were happening. Do you feel that the city of Richmond, following all of that, has been on a positive trajectory? Or, I mean, people would say the outcry is that everything, you know, things are racist, and to do community policing is racist, and to have police is racist, and to have school resource officers is racist. I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, after the murder of George Floyd, what has happened in the city of Richmond? Absolutely nothing. So the statues have been removed. What has been put in their place? Racism is the same racism that's always been. It's still alive. And who has dealt anything to who's had anything to do with it? You got real live things going on. For instance, we're going to build a Coliseum, and you have the president of VCU telling the people, $300 million is going to be set aside for Black contractors, which he said, well, I didn't write that. Someone else wrote it. But Mr. President, it's illegal. You can't do that. The law prevents that. I went out of my way when years ago I had a radio show on WRVA, and I pushed for and wanted a statue on Monument Avenue for Arthur Ashe. I predicted at the time that Ashe's statue would be there when all the others are gone. And guess what? That's the situation today. And yet it was opposed by what? Leadership in the black community. The problem we have with education, housing, inflation, gas prices, and health are not going to be resolved by the people because they're not in a position to do it. They expect to have the leadership to be there for them. The people of Richmond have taken the time to vote against the casinos. And guess what's happening? They're still pushing to have casinos. Did they hear the people? They are them. They are those who are now speaking about they want to have a new Coliseum. Didn't they hear the people speak? I had to remind the governor just shortly ago that the people of Richmond have already spoken relative to a Coliseum. What is that going to bring other than the taking tax dollars away from the areas that could be producing for the benefits of education and health and housing and going to the creation of this tax increment finance district, as they call them, TIFs. And so my overall answer to your question is that Richmond has been a great city. Its greatness still lies ahead in terms of where we are today. And when you consider on a daily basis, people are asking the school superintendent, why have you had all these thousands of chrome units locked up or way out? Well, they're not 20,000. Doesn't matter. They are laptops that people were supposed to be using. What happened to them? And how long have they been without them? And why do you think people are leaving Richmond teachers to go to adjacent areas or other areas to get better jobs? Because their salaries can be raised while yours is already up there. Theirs is not.
So you feel it's mismanagement more than anything?
I think it's lack of leadership. It's not a matter just of mismanagement. It's lack of leadership. Oh, if you want another new assistant, yes, you can get one. Another new deputy, you can get that. When you change the police chief three times in 1 week, what does that tell you? It's out of control. And so what is leadership? The people elect those to represent them. They have lost confidence in that. And people are leaving Richmond and don't want to come to live in Richmond.
So I don't know if you have ever been to Greenville, South Carolina. My daughter is going to college down there, and so we've had the chance to go visit. And 15 years ago, Greenville, South Carolina set forth a course of action to totally revitalize that city. And you go down there, it is the most thriving, happy, bustling place. There's development. They built right on the water. There's a walking area. People, we were there on a Sunday night. People are out eating. It's just so fabulous. And I think to myself, that could have been Richmond. We could be that Greenville, South Carolina, thriving, bustling. You go downtown in Richmond now, it's kind of depressing.
One of my good friends is a restaurant owner downtown, and he called me the other day to tell me he can't even get his workers to come to work. He said to me, and he's down in the Chaco, he said to me that he's been concerned, and he's never wanted to carry a pistol, but he's afraid for his safety. And so why? And the answer, again, is lack of leadership. Yes, I've been to Greenville, and I've known many of the places in South Carolina leading the right revitalization of the cities. One of my good friends used to be the mayor in one of those South Carolina cities. And Richmond can do it if our leadership were to do it. That's why, but see, people want to run for this office, then they want to run for another office, and then to another. Why don't you show proficiency in preceding degree before you speak of going some other place? We are not short of money in Virginia. We are short of leadership in directing that money to be spent in the appropriate places.
A lot of things have happened in the recent years from the Democrats. Defund police. It seems like there's a sense of lawlessness that's being tolerated by some Democrat leaders. You were governor in 1989 as a Democrat governor. Do you recognize your party?
Well, I've always believed that party is one thing, people are the real thing. And I've always believed in reaching across the aisle. I've always believed in making certain that I work with Republicans and Democrats. I don't recognize the leadership of the party to the extent that in many instances, the kinds of things they do. You and I know that issues are not partisan.
They aren't. You're
they
right.
I'm not involved with determining whether it's Democrat, Republican, or mugwump. The real question is who is doing what? Look at crime. Look at gas. Look at health. Look at housing. Who in Virginia today, or I put it better to you, who in Richmond today is speaking to those issues? And who is in Richmond today is demanding differences? Why are we spending this kind of money? And that's why it's so important for the governor to understand that those who look to see what's going on need to find out certain things. Look at the recent polls that are taking place. The governor's poll showing that his support is declining with Republicans. And there has been an increase with Democrats. I think I know a little bit why there was that increase with Democrats. But my point is the governor, the mayors, the people at the school, and that's one thing I want to point out. So many people believe that school boards, well, run for the school board, then you can move up the ladder.
Right.
We need better representation on the school boards, and we need the best minds on the school boards, not for moving up, but to staying there, to make certain that they fulfill their terms and then move on, but not just run for the school board to run for the legislature. Look at the colleges and the university boards that need to be appointed to address the real issues. And that's why I said, quite frankly, at VCU, I'm more interested in seeing things made right than real. And we've had too much of that going on around, and I don't have to tell you about the travails and the problems that I've had as it relates to what I think, quite frankly, is racism. 150% turnover in black faculty at Virginia Commonwealth University.
Yes, and unfortunately, I'm a little short on time, Governor Wilder, but I just want to thank you so much for your call to action. And for your time, it's such a privilege to talk to you. I actually saw you across the room at a restaurant, Ito Squid, a few weeks ago. I did not come up and say hello, but that.
Oh, I love that restaurant.
And
I go there, quite frankly. And we'll meet up again then. I know time is running.
It is it's wonderful. So that's
a one. And give John and Jeff both my regards.
I sure will. Governor Wilder, thank you so much for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.